miraculous taste that comes out from soil. Every being Allah creates has flawless creations. For example, a fruit tree or any other plant possesses a level of intelligence, knowledge, and technology so high that cannot be reached with the technology of today. It is amazing that information hidden inside a seed contains everything about the plant it will form, its shape, structure, characteristics, colors or numbers of its leaves. If it bears fruit, then the characteristics and structure of these fruits. Beside the diversity of taste and smell, fruits are a miracle in terms of aesthetic. Their being suitable for one's palatal delight, supplying what the body needs with the vitamins they possess is only some of the wisdoms of creations in fruits. In addition, every fruit that has a specific taste and smell also has a very aesthetic appearance and attractive colors. The packages of fruits, such as orange and banana, regarded as mere fruit coat by most people, are tremendously beautiful and easy to peel. The tastes and smells of fruits are also spectacular. For example, orange could have been tremendously bitter, or it could have had a nice taste, but an awful smell. Its color could have been the color of mud. However, every fruit has the most beautiful color and smell that can be, and they produce these tastes and smells with the substances they gather from the soil. But soil has a smell far more different than all the fruits, and it tastes bad. Yet trees digest the substances they require from this pile of mud and produce tastes and smells through chemical processing. The smell and taste information in trees. There is also another miracle besides these. This miracle, which in reality is very complex, is the question of how these trees know these tastes and smells. Because concepts like good taste or nice smell belong to people, and a tree cannot know whether a taste or smell is good or bad by itself. It needs to possess aesthetic notions such as palatal delight and nice smell like human beings to know this. A human being needs to learn which combination he likes, which taste he prefers, or what kind of anatomy his tongue has. After learning this, it is to do what we have just mentioned and perform a perfect chemical processing with the substances it gathered from the mud. This flawless ability of the tree is not limited to smell, taste, or color. Trees that look like a piece of wood also know what kind of vitamins the human body requires and places those in the fruits they produce. And as we examine more closely, we see that this vitamin reinforcement is arranged according to seasons. Fruits such as orange, tangerine, grapefruit in winter months contain much more vitamin C with respect to summer fruits. The purpose here is to supply people with vitamin C against cold. Now, how is it that a tree that looks like a piece of wood knows all this? If we try to form tree leaves in an artificial environment, we would have to go into a great deal of effort. For once, it is impossible to produce the taste produced by the tree. There is no invention that grows fruit from soil yet. The only thing that can be produced with today's technology is smell. We can produce the smell of fruit after heavy processes in a laboratory. Perfumes are produced in this way, but perfumes are not completely artificial. All perfumes are produced using the nectars of plants with nice smells. Mankind does not have the ability to produce nice smells of trees or plants, in spite of all the intelligence and technology present. Therefore, in a fruit tree or a plant, there is a very high level of intelligence, knowledge, and technology which cannot be reached by mankind. There is only one explanation of this situation. Almighty Allah, who has perfect and superior wisdom, infinite knowledge, and power, created the trees. One of the tasks of trees is to provide fruits for people, and they accomplish this task with great success since the first moment that Allah created them. They bring out the most delicious and savory eatables of the world out of the brown-colored, unsavory soil. Allah reveals in the verses, "I seek refuge with Allah from the accursed Satan. A sign for them is the dead land, which we bring to life and from which we bring forth grain, of which they eat. We place in it gardens of dates and grapes, and cause springs to gush out in it, so they may eat its fruits. They did not do it themselves, so will they not be thankful. Surah Yasin 33-35.